A woman who is never chilled, who is always sunshiny and warm, Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art. Howdy there, sunshine.
I've got art in my heart.
You know what? I've got a friend who I think needs to have an art exhibit. As far as I know, she's just using her iPhone. But every morning, she posts a photograph of frost patterns on her window with the rising sun behind them.
Ooh, wonderful.
And those photographs, the colors, the greens, some blues, some pinks, and oranges, they're very soft background for these incredible traceries of frost. And I think it would just be an exquisite art show, in my humble opinion.
Here's what I love about some of these new, well, not so new platforms anymore, is that those are the art exhibitions. You're seeing it. You're seeing it more than you would see it. I mean, you would see it probably if you went out to the art show, but she is reaching so many people through that platform. And I think artists have really found ways to engage with social media in some really wonderful ways. And I think people can get really bogged down in, they say, I don't want to be on, you know, whatever, Facebook or Instagram or Snap. I don't want to be on those sites anymore because it's all politics. It's all people fighting. Well, here's my suggestion to you. Change who you're following. Change what you're looking at, because there are really some fabulous, fabulous feeds out there of people. I think what the other thing that's neat about artists on those social media platforms is that a lot of times they'll share their process. So, for instance, lots of folks are Adam Swanson fans. Lots of folks are Sarah Brocky fans. Two fabulous local artists. And what they do is they also show, in addition to a lot of the final works that they're doing, they show, you know, this is what my studio looks like. This is what it looks like when a work is in process. And you sort of follow along with them and have that creative feel with it. So, you know, it is interesting. Like, I think those works would look lovely blown up probably in framed, you know, I'm not saying framed gallery exhibitions aren't worthwhile. I'm saying that, you know, we can see those social media platforms as worthwhile as well.
I think they surprise you. I think when you walk into a gallery, you are full of intention. I am now going to see this gallery show, which is not a bad thing. But when you open up a social media feed and someone has posted a photograph that they took or a picture that they've painted, it hits you viscerally because you haven't prepared. You're not prepared emotionally one way or the other. And one of her photographs, I did say, I would love a copy of this. And I have every intention of trying to get a copy of it and put it in. I think these would look wonderful in an old-fashioned window frame, in an old window frame, so that you could almost, you know, try to recreate the idea that this is what you would see out your window in the morning. And, you, of course, then you hang it on an east wall, and it's magical.
Right. Well, and it's also, I mean, the fact that we have these really powerful computers in our pockets, you know, many of us have these powerful computers in our pockets. It's a challenge to all of us to make use of them in a positive way. I mean, we have this technological gift, and we need to take that responsibility. So I love that she is using her power for good.
For good.
We have the technology.
Out in the world in a positive way. So kudos to her. Another artist out there using her power for good is Carla Hamilton. She is a total rock star in the art world these days on a larger scene, but also in Duluth. And she's a Renshaw native, which I think is just fabulous. And she has an opening tonight from 5 to 7. The title of the show is Art of the Remix. And Carla, she grew up in Renshaw. She lived in Stuttgart, Germany for 15 years. And she navigates her being able to sort of step into these different worlds. She is she's sort of talking about how in the work, in the show, she's looking at how we, you know, become so much a part of the culture and community that we're in, but also sort of maintain our own separateness and sort of what are the lines between all of that. So, you know, when she says remix, it's both the work itself, you know, because a lot of the work that she does is collage, and but it's also thinking about how that applies to her own life. My favorite line in her artist statement is that she has a dreamy buoyancy to dark subjects. And that really describes Carla well, because the show I worked on with her was all about race. She was arrested and wrongly arrested, and you know it was all about these really hard subjects. But the whole time she is like laughing the whole time. Like she has this wonderful way of approaching these subjects in a dreamy buoyancy, as she says in her artist statement. And the other line I loved is, nobody's comfort is guaranteed, but a new perspective certainly is. She really has a wonderful way of having you sort of just change how you look at things. And in addition to her sort of feeling like she's sort of, you know, plopped down in these different communities and different societies, and like where she is, she's taking your hand and bringing you along for this really interesting ride. So that is tonight, 5 to 7, at Zeitgeist. Carla Hamilton, Art of the Remix.
Be there then, or be square.
Be square, okay. Or circle or triangle or whatever shape you're artistically inclined to take on. Then this Friday, we're going to sort of expand out the mediums again, or media. And certainly, you know, we accept photography as a artistic media pursuit. You know, if you're a photographer, you're an artist. But a lot of times when we say you're a filmmaker, we put you into a different category. And Alan Killian Moore, I think, does a wonderful job of showing that film has influenced the visual arts in a really powerful way, the sort of static visual arts. And the visual arts has influenced film. You know, it comes out of this visual arts tradition. And so the work that he has showing, premiering at Zeitgeist this Friday, 8 p.m., it's called Desolation Slow. And it is a documentary, a meditation, a look at homelessness, geography, abandonment. He goes out to the salt flats out west and you know, delves the visually sort of meditative scene of that area that is really sort of out of this world. If you've ever been, it's just like, this can't be on Earth, and yet it is. And so he's taking that and using that as a backdrop on which to explore sort of these other topics. So enjoy that on Friday. And then Saturday, it's a ton of wonderful things going on. Lakeside Gallery from 1 to 3 has an opening for Sue Rauschenfels. A few of my favorites. Is the title of the show, although Sue is also a favorite of mine. She is just a wonderful person and really has fun and opens up this space of joy in her artwork. So that's at Lakeside Gallery. And then at the Tweed Museum is a family day, 1 to 3 p.m., free family day for their show Intersections. And they're bringing in artists Wendy Savage and Allison Owney to lead families in interactive making experiences, looking experiences. It's a perfect thing to sort of give yourself a reprieve, get yourself out of the house after maybe hunkering down all week despite this cold. Free yourself with free family day at the Tweed on Saturday, because it really will be fun and engaging. And that's our week in art, Lisa.
And by then, let's hope we do not have to add the letters Z and E to the end of free yourself. That's our plan. Annie, thanks so much for joining us, and we will schmooze soonly. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is our host of Where's Art every Monday at 8:20 right here on KUMD.